The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Thousands of years ago, all the way back in the Old Testament, through the mouth of the prophet Ezekiel, God made a promise to you. God said, I will rescue my sheep. Behold, I myself, the Lord says, will search for my sheep and I will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he's among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness, and I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. This was the Lord's promise that he made over 3,000 years ago, that he would be the shepherd of his sheep, that he himself would come and search for his sheep, rescue his sheep, bring to his land his sheep, feed his sheep, give rest to his sheep, heal the injuries of his sheep, strengthen his sheep, and destroy all the enemies of his sheep. This is to whom David cries out in Psalm 23, the Lord, he is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He's the one who makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters, and he restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his own name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The Lord, Yahweh, God of heaven and earth, calls himself a shepherd. And he is a very good shepherd. A shepherd who cares and loves for each of his sheep, the lost and the found, the weak and the strong, the injured and the cured, the baby and the one going off to college. He faithfully and diligently searches for each of them to rescue them from all of their enemies. A father writes about a conversation that he had with his 2-year-old daughter when their pet fish died. About a month ago, he writes, I bought my 2-year-old daughter, Sarah, an aquarium. We went together to the pet store and we picked out 4 fish and we put them in the tank, and one of the fish died 2 weeks ago when Sarah was at the grandparents' house. My wife flushed it down the toilet, never told her daughter about it. And the very next morning, Sarah found one of the other fish dead. She found it caught up in one of the fake plastic bushes in the aquarium. My wife called me at the office and said that Sarah had something sad to tell me. In her 2-year-old way, my daughter explained to me that the fish had died, and that she found it in the bushes, and that her and mommy were going to have a funeral for it. I realized that this was the first loss that my daughter would experience in her life. I broke into tears when the last thing that she said to me before hanging up the phone was, Daddy, keep me from getting caught in the bushes. See, the Lord found each of us in the bushes, dead in our sin, feeding ourselves with all sorts of sinful passions, delighting in the flesh but starving our souls. We were all lost, not just a little bit, We were completely lost. We had strayed, each and every one of us, to our own way, fully lost and fully removed from the Lord. Remove the Lord from Psalm 23, and all you're left with is me, yourself. Me, I shall be in want, always needing more, the next rush or the next hit, the next pill, the next thing. Me, unable to lie down, always needing to be on, always needing to be standing tall, always needing to show everyone else around you that you are strong. Me, on paths of wickedness, me, walking right into the valley of the shadow of death, right into the presence of my enemies, and it's just me, without the shepherd. Psalm 23 is all about you. You take out every reference to the shepherd and what he does for you, and you're left with this in the psalm. My, I shall want. Me, me, my, me, walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Evil, me, 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 my enemies, my head, my cup, my life. A life that is centered around you. Me, myself, my own life is a life that is caught in the bushes. And the Lord is the shepherd who seeks you out, and he has found you. Jesus is the good shepherd, the God of heaven and earth, Yahweh himself, who has promised to come and be the shepherd of his sheep. And Jesus has come, God in human flesh, to do what no one else has ever done before. He lays down his own life for the sheep. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The good shepherd, he became one of the sheep. The Lamb of God sent into our world to take away the sins of the world. And he was laid down so that you would lie down in green pastures. His soul was dried up so that yours, that it would be restored and filled up. Your cup overfloweth. He was laid in a tomb so that you would never walk through the valley of the shadow of death alone. For Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And he has conquered the grave and vanquished all of your enemies. He's mighty to save. He's conquered the devil, your sin, that pill, that next hit, that chain of addiction. Jesus Christ has conquered. And he has delivered you from the kingdom of darkness into his own marvelous light. He loves you. So may the Lord keep you today and always from getting caught in the bushes. May he protect your life, and most importantly, your faith in him and all of his promises to you. May he always give you ears to listen to his voice, to follow where he leads. The Lord is your good shepherd. And with all your sins forgiven, and with the promise of everlasting life freely yours by the blood of the Lamb, and the love of God shining upon you today, you shall not want. Amen.